On the show today, we have Gonzo Bankers Steve Williams and Scott Hodgins giving us the latest 2017 Gonzo Banker Awards. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's programs, we have a couple of Gonzo Bankers for you. Mr. Scott Hodgins over there, and Mr. Steve Williams over there. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing good.
Hey, Mike.
Good to see you guys
happy
again.
Happy holidays.
What's that?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well, and I hope they're going swimmingly for everybody and not too stressful. But hey, we're talking about something else pretty cool here. Your annual Gonzo Banker Awards just came out, hot off the presses, and they are better than ever, I must say. But before we get into the awards, maybe there might be a few people out there they might be new to. I mean, so what are they all about? What are you guys trying to accomplish here with the Gonzo Banker Awards?
We're pretty much punch drunk by December, so it's just something to let off some steam. Now, we always started Gonzo Banker to kind of give the no BS on our perspective from the front line working with executives. So it's just our attempt to kind of have a little bit of fun with that, but hopefully do some truth telling and get the story below the story is what we like to say here. So
the story below the story.
What do we see really going on? And yeah, we poke fun hopefully at ourselves and financial institutions and regulators and vendors, no one is spared.
That is true. That is true. That is true. Scott, you anything to add there?
Yeah, no, it's actually one of our more fun meetings to just get everybody around the table and very informally just throw out ideas. It's kind of a fun process to get.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually segues to my next.
You have the same perspective, about how the year was.
Indeed, and that kind of segues my next question. Like, how do you guys come up with them? I mean, there must be a million ideas to begin with, and I'm sure you kind of whittle them down to the gosh, how many are there? They're like probably 30 some awards or something
right.
like that. Yeah. So what makes an ideal Gonzo Banker Award? What do you guys look for? Steve?
Good question. I think it's just, hopefully it's a bit funny. It's got some irony to it, but it really stings with truth, in terms of something that was important this year. And, I think our industry tends to always find the next buzzword, the next thing that's the glorious revolution that's going to, serve all mankind. And we try to just put a little bit of reality into that. I think the best rewards are when we're all at, and it's a very organic process. It's kind of how Slash and Axl create songs. our editor will sit there with a laptop and we'll literally have 25 of us getting ready for our holiday party. And we will all just talk about the year and she will type feverishly. And then when there's kind of a bolt of laughter because it was true, that's when we know we've got an award.
Yeah, a little controversy always helps.
Of course, right? of course.
The more we don't agree on something, the more likely it is to eventually show up as an award.
I like the conflict, too. I like conflict. Well, let's talk about a few of them. The first one that I wanted to mention was something that's kind of near and dear to your guys' heart, the Lifetime Gonzo Credit Union Leader Award. And that goes in the memory of Space Coast Credit Union CEO Doug Samuels. You guys want to expand on that?
It was the biggest tragedy for Cornerstone all year. We love Doug. We love his institution. We've done a lot of great work with them, but we've always admired them. Doug was an innovator. Back in the late 1990s, Doug created a model called Express at Space Coast, where you don't open accounts or get loans in branches at Space Coast. In the old days, it was there's a phone, you go call our call center. And today it's both call center and digital, but they really started that direct model of sales a long time ago, and now they just have a machine. Doug was very analytic. He was kind of Jeff Bezos-like in terms of everything was an algorithm to be solved for Doug, but at the same time, his integrity, his focus on the members, just a wonderful soul, and it's still there at Space Coast. They're doing great work, but it was our tragedy for the year, really.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like his DNA is firmly affixed there, though, with the kind of the progressive, proactive philosophy they had definitely there. So, Credit Union Merger of the Year goes to Lake Michigan Credit Union. Why, Scott?
A big part of that it was a great strategic fit. Also, there's a just the element of having a credit union and a bank merging made it really interesting too.
Yeah. And this was one, Mike, where the size of it, some of the first credit union bank purchases were $80 million, $100 million. This was a $400+ million and not a cheap buy. Sandy Jelinski and the whole group at Lake Michigan are so good at the mortgage business that it's actually very tied to their mortgage strategy and mortgage lending opportunity in Florida. These are big gambles. And so Obviously, we want to, you know, see credit unions executing on this, but it certainly was a move that, that was strategic and probably something that many folks never thought they'd see happen. So that's why we gave the award.
No doubt. And this is what, and Scott, you said that it's credit union to bank, right? And so it sounds like we're going to be seeing more of that in 2018 from what from
shocking,
the people I talked
to.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we see branches are being, you know, banks are spinning off branches, and not just whole banks, but branch systems from banks will be bought by credit unions a lot.
Wow. That's an interesting one to see. Here, I'm speaking of banks, I'm kind of jumping over the aisle here. The Hit Me Baby One More Time Award goes to Wells Fargo. Why so, Steve?
Well, I'm going to give it to my former OCC regulator here.
I think the message here is if you hear a one of the huge banks apologizing and saying we've learned our lesson, they're lying. And that's the bottom line with that one.
Okay, gotcha. Credit unions can act like FinTech VCs award. What's this one all about, Scott? I mean, Steve?
Well, you've probably interviewed folks in all these new ventures, but very exciting. What's hot out there? Analytics is exciting. Digital is exciting. Blockchain and ledger technology, and these are three pretty beachhead efforts by credit unions. And you know, in the old days, I think credit unions had CUSOs and they kind of talked about it, but it was mostly talk. This is money and talent coming to these things. So if you look at CUNA Mutual's investment in the tens of millions of dollars in analytics, mm-hmm. and then attracting people from the healthcare industry who have analytic experience, you look at CU Ledger recently, of course, John Best being a brainiac behind that, but now getting the executive from MasterCard to run it, and all the money that Coastal has attracted in Constellation for their digital effort.
Yeah,
these aren't small kind of CUSO ideas. These are big bets. We have no idea if they're going to work or not, but what a great thing to do in terms of learning and capital and collaboration. So bravo for the guts.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about Constellation. You're talking about CU Ledger and then Advantage Analytics.
Right.
So, those were some big moves for the industry last year. Or, well, I guess we can say last year almost, but this past year. So good stuff here. All right. Hey, how about the Credit Union Core Deal of the Year Award goes to Correlation and PSECU?
That was a huge one for a lot of reasons. One, I think it was the biggest new core deal signed last year. Certainly, it was Correlation's biggest deal. Oh, yeah. And then when you add into the mix the fact that PSCU is definitely a Symitar poster child, a very famous, well-known user of Symitar. I think when you put all this together, it's a huge win for
Indeed.
Yeah, I think Penn State employees between the move to Correlation and a previous move to Kony, the digital platform, you know, they really are trying to take technology destiny in their own hands and really use new architecture and things. So I think a lot of credit unions are going to look, large credit unions, to that kind of model about can we take more control of our technology going forward.
Yeah, they've always been kind of like that, because I remember back in the day they were like one of the biggest credit unions not to have any branches. You know, they're a billion dollar institution with no branches.
They were USAA like before it was cool, and I got to hand that to the vision of Greg Smith. And also, I mean, back to the old days when you know, before there was great consumer remote deposit capture technology, you could deposit funds and send it in the mail was their technology 15 years ago. So they've always been an innovative mindset at that credit union.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh. Stepping back a few years. But, yeah, they were definitely proactive in that area. So the Credit Union Gutsy Vendor Award, this one really stood out to me. It goes to PSCU for inking a deal with Jack Henry. What's going on here, guys?
I'm going to let Scott take that. Scott. But it's pretty something the bankers never would predict, I think.
Yeah, it's very rare to see a traditional credit union vendor reaching out to the banking world to try to deliver services. Yeah. It was definitely a hole that Jack Henry had in their offering, so it made a lot of strategic sense. Mm-hmm. I think probably what really caught our eye though is just the fact that you just don't see the credit union vendors proactively going out and trying to work with banks.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing.
It makes a lot of sense.
Though. Yeah, we always say here, more competition, the better. And of course, the bank payment market tends to be more controlled by FIS and Fiserv. So to get your PSCU in there, it just makes the competition hot, and that's going to be better for our clients.
I agree. Hence the term gutsy. So yeah, pretty good stuff. So I mean, that's pretty much. I mean, there's so many more we could go through, but I mean, to wrap up, where can we see the entire list, or were there any favorites before we wrap up? Were there any favorites that you guys wanted to mention before we wrap up?
You know, I think one of them was the new digital account opening space. I think we're going to see a lot there. Every credit union I know is focused on how are we going to acquire and onboard members better. You know, we're all now addicted to our Amazon Prime and our Uber, and we don't have experiences like that in terms of how we get new memberships and onboard them and get them cards and get them signed up. So I think what we call the garage bands, there's a lot of entrepreneurial companies wanting to give us technology there. But, you know, good old vendor management, these vendors have to be able to scale with us. Any particular one you had, Scott?
No. I think we covered the big ones. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. All right, guys. And again, where can we find the entire list in case people want to go check out the whole thing? Because there's some really cool ones in there as well. And you include a lot of music and stuff in there too. It was really neat.
Oh yeah, it was a bad year for dead rock stars, and we try to salute them. And but it's good old gonzobanker.com, our blog for the past 16 and a half years. And before the word blog was created, we were doing it. So it's back in the old text email days. But gonzobanker.com. And we love to keep the conversation going with everybody out there in the vendor market, in the financial institution market, in the fintech market. It's a real fun conversation.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I look forward to this list every year. So good job again, guys. And let's do it again in 2018, 19, whenever.
All right, let's have less dead rock stars, but more technology delivered.
I concur. All right, guys, thanks again. Scott Hodges.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Steve Williams, thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.